I wonder, with the death of our Queen this week, how you feel. I guess all kinds of different emotions are going through people's minds and hearts. Prince Charles said at the beginning of his speech how he had feelings of profound sorrow, and of course it was his mother that had passed away, and we can completely understand that. And it may be for you that your connection with the Queen leaves you with feelings of great and profound sorrow, deep sadness. Maybe it brings back memories of the loss of other loved ones that you've experienced recently, maybe not so recently. Death always brings that sense of sadness and grief. But it's also a sense in which her passing brings a kind of end of an era. I guess for most of us sitting here, there'll be a few exceptions, but for most of us, she's the only monarch we can remember throughout our lives. 70 years is a very long time, and she has been a constant part of our lives, a constant and central and secure and firm figure within us. There's been a lot of writers that have, in the papers that have written about this, but one I noticed said this: the one element in our collective life that stayed reliably the same has gone. We enter a new future now. And the passing of the Queen can leave us feeling maybe uncertain, maybe insecure, especially as it comes at a time when we're just coming out of a pandemic, when there's war in Europe, when there's a cost of living crisis making the economy feel very uncertain. Even a change of cabinet and prime minister this last week. We live in times of great uncertainty and insecurity. And so these emotions together, I guess, well up within all of us, some maybe stronger than others. But how do we respond? How do we as Christians deal with these feelings? The sorrow, the sadness, the uncertainty. Well, one book to look at is the book of Lamentations, which Peter read from us just now. It's not a how-to book, it's a book of poetry. It's a book of poetry written as a kind of emotional response to possibly the worst moments in the life of God's people. 2,500 years ago, the people living in Jerusalem, for whom their city had been a secure foundation for hundreds of years, with the temple at its center, representing God with them, God protecting them, God looking after them, had all been totally and utterly destroyed with the invasion of the Babylonians. The temple was gone, the kingship was gone, and most of the people had been dragged away to a foreign land. It's hard to imagine how deep their sorrow, how deep their insecurity, how deep their uncertainty must have been. And yet at the center of the book of Lamentations are those verses of hope. In a book full of despair, there is hope. And I want to think about that for a moment. Actually, it's also quite a clever poem. So in chapter 3, each section of three verses begin with this, each verse begins with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the next three verses begin with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's called an acrostic poem. Some writers call it an A to Z of suffering because there's so much suffering in the book. I'm not going to do acrostic, I'm going to do a mnemonic. You know, where each letter spells out something in a word. The word I want to use is queen to help us think. So I need five volunteers. So we're going to think about those verses following each of the letters that spell out the word queen. And the first one I want to spell out is quest. Do you want to turn that round? That's it, quest. So it says in Lamentations, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. A quest is when you go seeking for something, going after something. And the question is, what is the quest of our lives? What is the direction of our lives that we want to follow in? What's the aim of our lives? And the writer of Lamentations is saying, it's good if your aim is to seek God. The queen had an aim of life when she was 21, before she was queen. She said this: I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service, that's to us. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you who are willing to share in it. She had a vision for life, a quest in life to serve the people of this nation and the peoples of the Commonwealth. But she knew she could only do it with God's help. She knew she needed to seek God first. And actually, when you think about it, only a few years after that, when she was 25, really very young lady, her dad, who was only 56 at the time, died. That's really young, isn't it, in these days, for someone to die. It's only a few years older than me, so I think it's very young. And it must have been horrible for her to lose her dad at such a young age, and yet at the same time be flung into this new role where her life was completely taken over by serving the people, a role that she would prove to carry out for 70 years with dedication and loyalty. How did she manage to do that? I believe because of her faith in God and her trust in Him. If we want our children, if we want ourselves to be people that can cope with the good and bad things that life throws at us, to be the kind of people that bring positivity and service to others around us, we need to have a quest to seek God. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul that seeks Him. Okay, great. Do you want to turn your one round? Yep, turn it around. That's it, brilliant. Unfailing. It says in verse 22, this is a different, slightly different translation, but it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. God's love is unfailing. He will never give up on us. He will never stop loving us. And in a way, the queen was very unfailing in her duties, wasn't it? Wasn't she? The king said about her this week, her dedication and devotion as sovereign never wavered. Through times of change and progress, through times of joy and celebration, and through times of sadness and loss, she was always there. She was unfailing. For 70 years. And yet, no matter how much someone is dependable and good, and if we're honest, we know most people in our lives aren't like that, they don't live forever. One day they will die. And yet God goes on. God's love never ends. God's love will always be there for you if you seek after Him. It is unfailing. Great, thank you for your one. Do you want to turn your one around? And God's love is eternal. Alison stole a bit of my thunder earlier on with the comment she made. That's fine. Just backed it up. It says in one of the verses, for the Lord does not reject forever. You see, there are times in life, and it may be that with the Queen dying or with worries about the future now, this may be a time for you that it feels like God is not there, that God is distant, that God is gone. For the people in Lamentations, with Jerusalem having been destroyed, it felt like God had completely deserted them. They just felt the hand of God's judgment upon them. When Jesus was on the cross, He felt the hand of God's judgment upon them. He said, my Lord God, why have you forsaken me? And yet Jesus and the writer of Lamentations, and ultimately we can know that God is eternal. Our suffering may be real now, but when we trust in God, it is only temporary. What goes on forever is God's love. And God will not reject us forever, but He will bring us back. And we know that because of the promises of God. And when Noah was rescued through the flood, God remembered him. Despite the horror of being caught up in a flood, God remembered him and rescued him. And afterwards, He put that sign in the sky, the rainbow, saying, I will never do this again. I will not reject forever the people. And as Alison pointed out earlier on, when the Queen died that evening, there were rainbows over Windsor, rainbows over Balmoral. Kind of reminder by God that His love is eternal, that He will not reject, that there is hope. And God is not distant. Now, next D, do you want to turn your one around? Yeah. Emotional. It says, though He brings grief, He will show compassion. So great is His unfailing love. Now, I don't know how emotional the Queen was. We often get the impression that she was sort of fairly distant in a way. But her son said this about her in the family. As every member of my family can testify, she combined these qualities with warmth, humor, and an unerring ability always to see the best in people. She could connect with people. I was reading this morning about people that live in a village called Aberfan in Wales, where there's a horrendous disaster in the 60s. a landslide that wiped out a primary school. Hundreds of people, over 100 people killed, many children. She went to visit that town and then went again several times later in her life. And the people there said that when she came, she could empathize with them. She could understand their grief and their sadness. She was even moved to tears herself. And just being the queen and going somewhere and having that emotion, that weeping with people, is a powerful way, isn't it, of helping. And yet the God we believe in is a God whose love is not distant, not remote. God is a God of emotion. He shows compassion. And compassion is that response of emotion. When Jesus came to earth, he lived among us. He felt emotion like us. And actually the emotion that he's described as having more than any other emotion is that emotion of compassion. He saw people's needs. He felt for them. And he often intervened miraculously. God's love is emotional. And finally, last one. God's love is new. It says in verse 23, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That sense of renewal, that each day, whatever problems we face, whatever difficulties we face, we can look again to God and find a freshness about God's love for us. That he is there for us, that he is there with us. Just as it may feel that in the darkness of a night, there is an awful, no hope. We know that God's love will come anew, just as the sun comes anew each day, to remind us that God is there with us, no matter what storms we may face. So as we remember the Queen, as we remember, as we think about the uncertainty of our situation entering into a new era, let's make the quest of our lives to seek first and foremost God, his help, his support, his love. A love that is unfailing, a love that is eternal, a love that is emotional, and a love that is new every morning.